3. History.
So, you've heard of the Gettysburg Address. But do you know the story behind it? The worst battle of the American Civil War was fought in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The Northern Army fought back the Southern Army. The battle lasted 3 days. Afterward, the field was left covered with bodies of dead soldiers. In November 1863, President Abraham Lincoln came to Gettysburg. He was to speak at the opening of the cemetery there. Music played and soldiers saluted. Edward Everett, governor of Massachusetts, talked first for almost 2 hours. Then Lincoln stood up. He looked out over the valley. Then he began to speak. He said they couldn't do anything to make this place special. He said that the soldiers who had fought so hard had already done that. He said that everyone would soon forget what was spoken that day. But he said that what the soldiers did would never be forgotten. He said everyone should keep doing what these soldiers began. They should keep fighting for freedom for all the people. Then they could make sure the soldiers didn't die needlessly. The president's speech only lasted 2 minutes. Everyone cheered and then left. Lincoln turned to Edward Everett. He said he thought he should have planned his speech better. Edward Everett didn't agree. He said, "It was perfect. You said more in 2 minutes than I did in 2 hours." Afterward, the newspapers said it was a great speech. And as you know, Americans still remember it today.
Number 1. Why did Lincoln go to Gettysburg? Number 2. What is the speaker's main point? Number 3. Why did Lincoln say they couldn't do anything to make the place special? Listen again to part of the lecture and answer the question.
The president's speech only lasted 2 minutes. Everyone cheered and then left. Lincoln turned to Edward Everett. He said he thought he should have planned his speech better.
Number 4. Why does the speaker say this?
He said he thought he should have planned his speech better.